take another call now from Chris in Southampton, Pennsylvania, who listens on Holy Spirit Radio. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Oh, thanks so much, Jimmy. God bless you for all your work. I read all your blogs, and I listen to everything on Catholic Radio.
Thank you.
I guess my big question, and I'll try to make it succinct,
mm-hmm.
I've had these decisions to make before. I'm the matriarch of a very large family.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, many of the people in the family are non-believing or non-practicing. I have a grandson who's planning to get married in September who claims he's an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, they both were baptized, he and the girl he's been living with for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to make it legal. I guess I'm trying. I made the decision already. I said no. And I know I'm going to get a lot of legalistic flack but I want to witness to my faith, because basically I know that if they're baptized, they're bound by the church's law,
right,
to observe the Catholic form of marriage or get a dispensation, and they would unlikely get one or even want one,
mm-hmm.
to make the marriage legitimate. So my presence there would be a false witness to the fact that they're getting married, because it's not a valid marriage. It's just a civil marriage. So I guess my question to you is, now I'm wondering things like, well, you know, if this is the way marriage is, you know, with the legal certificate at a civil ceremony, isn't baptism also being a sacrament, having a legal certificate as well that you're baptized? How can I guess I don't know whether I want to argue. I don't want to mm-hmm. argue, but I want to have some. I know there's no template for all these situations, and I've dealt with these situations in the past before,
mm-hmm.
and was not as strong as I am now about
mm-hmm.
not going. In fact, I would not go to the ceremony, but then I would go to the meal afterwards or whatever.
Uh-huh.
This time I'm not doing anything, and I know I'm going to get a lot, especially from religious nuns and my family, these people. I'm just going to just get so much. And I'm hoping
right.
God will let me be strong,
yeah.
because I definitely have prayed about this and decided not to do it.
Well, you're taking a very courageous stand, and so, you know, that of itself commands respect. And that may be a point on which you can build an understanding with the people who may be inclined to give you flack. You may want to say to them, if you don't want to, you know, talk about the specifics, you don't want to get into an argument, you may say something to them like, look, this is not easy for me. I love my grandson, and I would love to be there. And I also love my Lord. And you may disagree, but this is what I feel our Lord wants me to do. And so it's not easy for me. And I've made it clear to my grandson how much I love him, and I hope you will, you know, take the occasion to do that. I've made it clear to my grandson that I love him, and I don't mean this as any kind of a slight to him. I also love our Lord, and I feel that this is what I need to do, and it's not easy for me to make that decision and to take that stand, because I know it's not going to please everybody, but it's what I feel I need to do in my conscience. I would be violating my conscience if I did something else, and I'm sure that you wouldn't want me to do that, that you wouldn't want me to violate my conscience, and I hope that you can, even if you don't agree with my decision, I hope that you can respect and understand my decision to that extent and appreciate the fact that I'm trying to honor my conscience as well as trying to be loving to my grandson in the best way that I can figure out how to do that at the present moment. Does that help, Chris?
That does help. That does help a lot.
Good.
And let me just ask mm-hmm. you the question, but there's so many canon law. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's canon law and there's divine law. I mean, and then there's legal law. I don't understand, like, certainly baptism, I don't want to get into another thing that might be going off track, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, certainly who has to record baptisms,
mm-hmm.
they have to do that for the, you know, the salvation of souls and for people to identify So that's why you record legal ceremonies as well, you
right.
know?
Yeah. Right. Now, so, the ceremonies, and it sounds like you've got someone trying to call in there on your other line maybe. In the case of baptism, it is recorded, and that keeping of those records is important. That's done by the church as a part of canon law, and it is a kind of parallel to the record keeping and registration of marriages that's done by the state in terms of civil marriages. So there is a relationship there. Both the church and society have their respective laws, canon law in the case of the church and civil law in the case of society, and both of them are important. If you're a citizen of the state, you need to obey civil law. If you're a citizen of the church, you need to obey canon law. And you may be able to use that to help your relatives understand your obligations as a Catholic, that you need to obey the law of the church just like members of a state, citizens of a state, need to obey that state's civil law. So that's another potential point of contact you could use. Listen, Chris, also I wanted to say, and we're going to need to move along, but one thing I wanted to say is, you know, it might be worth, and I don't know this because I don't know your grandson, but it might be worth having a conversation with him to say, look, I know you may not believe right now, but I would love to be able to come to your wedding. And if you would explore the option of getting married in the Catholic Church and maybe even, you know, returning to the practice of your faith, I would really love that. And so I don't know if you feel like you're in a position to do that right now, but if you are, I just wanted to make that invitation and let you know how much I would appreciate it, and also let you know that whether you do follow it up or not, I love you as your grandmother. So that's something else you might consider. Give us a call another time, Chris. We'd love to hear from you again.